Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Wee wow on the weekend. Wee wow on the weekend. Wee wow on the weekend. Cause this is what we do on the weekend. Talking, laughing, me and Reggie. Woo! Singing, laughing. And then we... oh wait, no, I said laughing twice. Whatever. Wee wow on the weekend. Yeah! Wee wow on the weekend.
Clap, clap.
Wee wow on the weekend. Cause this is what we do on the weekend.
Hello and welcome to Wee Wow on the Weekend. I'm your host, Dennis. And today we've got a very special... what the... Reggie! Quit making a nest out of my clean laundry! Because I just folded that! Fine, Mother just folded that! As I was saying, today is a very special day because I came up with a new segment for the show I'm gonna call What's in This Box? I found a box down here in the basement, and now I'm gonna find out what's in the box. Okay, so in this segment, I'm gonna go over there into the crawl space and dig out a random box from storage. Then I'm gonna open it up and we'll see what's in it. Doesn't this sound like fun? Yes, it does, Reggie. Okay, you stay here. I'm gonna go into the crawl space. I just gotta duck under this wooden beam.
Ow. Okay, I'm in. I'm just gonna grab a box here. Okay, I got one.
Okay, got a box. Now let's open it and find out what's in it. Ready? What's in this box? It's a dozen cans of baked beans. What for? Oh, right. I bet Mother put these in here in case the power went out. Or in the event of an alien invasion. Or maybe she found a coupon for baked beans. Wow. Okay, thanks for playing What's in the Box, everyone. Good idea. Let's answer some questions from my devoted listeners in the Q&A segment.
The Q&A segment.
All right, let's just get the old answering machine pulled up here. Okay, here we go.
Hi, you've reached Dennis from Wee Wow on the Weekend.
That's me.
Do you have a question? Well, I do too. Lots of them. And who's going to answer all my questions? You? Probably not. But I guess I can answer yours. Leave me a message.
I'm Greta from New York City, and my question is, who invented the sandwich?
Wow, that's a great question, Greta. I don't know who invented the sandwich, but I invented a sandwich. I call it the Denniswich. First, I start with two slices of cinnamon raisin bread, toasted. Then I add lettuce, avocado, and a slice of Swiss cheese. Now, the holes in the Swiss cheese kind of freak me out, so I fill them in with olive slices. But the olive slices also have holes in them, so I fill those holes with ketchup. Lastly, I add a handful of potato chips. Close it up, and hello, Denniswich. I know! We really gotta do a cooking segment soon. Next question.
Hi, Dennis. My name is Jack and I live in Boulder, Colorado.
My question for you today is, why do we have dreams? Bye.
Whoa, Jack, why do we have dreams? That's deep. Now, obviously, I'm not sure why we have dreams, but I think it's so that we can have something to do when we're asleep. Because, Reggie, when I'm asleep, I'm bored and dreams keep it interesting. Although, it would be nice if we got to pick what our dreams are because I would not choose to do half the things I dream about. Like this one time, I dreamed that I was on a pogo stick, which is already way too much work, even for Dream Dennis. But the pogo stick broke, so obviously I had to go buy a new one. But the store that sold them in the mall was closed. And the mall wasn't even the mall anymore. It was my middle school cafeteria. And we had to put all the lunch trays away. And I'm like, I can't put trays away. This cafeteria is full of dogs. So then I started to name the dogs. The first one was named Trisha. The second one I named Reggie. Wake up! How could you fall asleep while I'm talking about being asleep? What do you mean dreams are more fun to have than listen to? Oh, whatever. Next question.
Hi, Dennis. It's me, Eric, from Hinsdale, Illinois. I want to know what's your favorite Wow in the World episode. Bye!
Wow, Eric, great question. My favorite Wow in the World episode is any episode with me in it. Exactly, like Dennis and Reggie's Wild Ride, or the Snoop and Seek robot one, or the Rise and Fall of Static Man. I mean, am I in that one? I don't know if I'm in that one. It's a good episode, though. Oh, good idea, Reggie. We should get to today's episode. Thanks for your calls, everyone. If you've got a question for me, call and leave me a message. The number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. I just might answer your question on Wee Wow on the Weekend. Okay, that takes care of that. All right, next up is a little segment I like to call Inside Tinkercast Studios.
Inside Tinkercast Studios.
This is the part where we revisit an episode of one of my favorite Tinkercast shows. And this weekend, we're revisiting episodes from the very first season of Wow in the World. Today, we're doing a story from episode 4 called The Great Human vs. Rabbit Race. Only just a moment ago, Eric asked me what my favorite episode of Wow in the World is. And while my favorite is me, my other favorite are these episodes from season 1. I know, Reggie. It's like I forgot all about them and now they're like new episodes, except they're old. Right, let's play the episode. Okay, here we go. And play.
Wee Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups. It's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month. As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Wow in the World.
Mindy, do you know the name of the fastest human on Earth?
Of course I do, Guy Raz. It's,
Can I give you a hint?
No, that's on the tip of my face.
Mindy, it's okay. Just a little hint.
Okay, just one tiny hint, but that's it.
His name rhymes with...
Rhymes. Leon Rhymes.
Volt.
Usain Bolt!
I think you mean Usain... Bolt.
Nope. I'm talking about Usain Volt. He's the guy that races to my house every time the electricity goes out. Why, do you know him too?
Well, I'm actually referring to Usain Bolt, the fastest human on Earth. You know, the guy who ran the 100-meter dash in 9.58 seconds and the 200-meter dash in 19.19 seconds, faster than any other human in recorded history?
Yeah, but can he do a one-headed cartwheel? Guy Raz, I know who you're talking about. Why didn't you just say that in the first place?
Well, Mindy, say Usain Bolt decided to have a race against... let's say, a rabbit, right? And let's say that if you predicted or correctly guessed the winner of the race, you got a giant ice cream sundae with caramel sauce and 4 cherries. Would you make that bet?
Guy Raz, I would race Usain Bolt and that rabbit if it meant getting to that ice cream sundae first. So take that as a big yes, I would make that bet.
Okay, Mindy. So the big question, of course, is who would win that race? Usain Bolt, the fastest human ever to walk planet Earth, the man who won 8 Olympic gold medals, or the itsy-bitsy little rabbit?
Well, I may just bust out my own personalized ice cream shovel, Guy Raz, because I have a feeling I'll be needing it when Usain Bolt leaves that rabbit in the dust.
So, you're betting on Usain Bolt, the fastest human ever to run on planet Earth, beating the rabbit?
100%.
Well, what if I told you, Mindy, that you might have to give that ice cream sundae to the rabbit?
You'd never.
Well...
Guy Raz, Usain Bolt has way longer legs than any rabbit. How could I possibly lose this bet?
Because, Mindy, in a race between a rabbit and Usain Bolt, the fastest human to ever run on Earth, the rabbit would actually beat Usain Bolt so bad, it would probably have enough time to make a carrot casserole and do the dishes by the time Usain Bolt had completed the race.
Wow, that's impressive. I had no idea that rabbits knew how to cook.
They don't. I was just trying to illustrate how much faster a rabbit runs than a human.
Oh, got it. Okay, so now that we've got that all cleared up, why exactly are we talking about carrot casserole and Usain Bolt? Where is this going, Guy Raz?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot why I'm telling you this story, Mindy. Well, one of the advantages most four-legged creatures have is that they walk or run in a very particular way.
And what way is that?
Well, Mindy, almost all animals, when they walk or run, they land on their toes, and that is very different from us humans. Here, let me show you.
Aw, are we going on a hike?
Okay, so, stand up.
Okay, I'm coming. Hold on, I've been sitting in this laundry basket for an hour, and I just gotta stretch it out.
Okay, and let's just walk down the hall. Are you ready, Mindy?
Yep, I'm ready. Let's do it, Guy Raz.
Okay, left. Right,
left,
right. See how our heel touches the ground before our toes do?
Oh, yeah, I get it. There it goes again. My heel touches the ground as my other foot starts to lift off and swing forward. And then the next thing I know, Guy Raz, I could do this all day. I'm walking like the wind.
Set. I sit up at the end of the hallway. Are you okay?
Yeah, never been better.
Okay, where were we?
Ooh, I believe we were at left, right.
Oh, yeah, well, you might be wondering why we humans, when we walk, why we land on our heels rather than our toes like most other animals.
Guy Raz, are you trying to get me to ask why we land on our heels rather than our toes like other animals?
Yeah. And in fact, an anthropologist by the name of James Weber from the University of Arizona was wondering the same thing. Because, Mindy, he likes to run, and he uses those barefoot running shoes when he goes out for his morning jog.
Oh, I've seen those. They make your toes look like foot fingers and your feet look like leg hands.
Yeah, sort of. Anyway, he noticed that when he runs in those shoes, he tends to land on his toes. But when he walks in those very same shoes, he tends to land on his heels. And Mindy, this didn't seem to make sense to Dr. Weber, because one of the reasons animals land on their toes first rather than their heels is because it actually extends or stretches the length of their foot. In other words, it makes their legs longer.
Yeah, but Guy Raz, wouldn't it also make our legs longer? I mean, my toes are pretty far away. Hey, hello down there!
Well, Mindy, you would think so, but actually, in humans, it has the opposite effect. What James Webber discovered is that when we humans land on our heels, it actually makes our legs longer than if we were to land on our toes. It's a trick of evolution, because a long, long, long time ago, our human ancestors probably stood on their toes. But over time, their bodies evolved or changed. And eventually, over millions of years, their feet got smaller and their heels dropped to the ground. So by the time we humans, or Homo sapiens, appeared here on Earth, our bodies were designed to allow for our heels to touch the ground before our toes do.
Wow, so how is he able to investigate this?
Well, Mindy, this scientist at the University of Arizona asked two groups of humans to help him with his experiment. And with the first group, he asked them to walk normally.
Okay, and so what did he do with the second group?
With the second group, he asked them to walk on their toes. And guess what?
What?
He found that when humans land on their toes first, they use a lot more energy than if they land on their heels. And landing on our toes actually slows us humans down because of how hard the front part of our foot has to work to push our bodies forward. Here, let's try this, but this time, please, watch out for the drums, okay?
Not making any promises.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here goes nothing. Toes out, landing on the floor first, left, right, left, right. I'm losing my balance. I'm losing it. And...
Mindy?
I'm okay.
You sure?
Ugh, never been better.
Okay, great. Well, now you understand why it makes sense that we humans land on our heels rather than our toes.
Yeah, after all that, it's obvious to me that unlike cats or dogs or even rabbits, we're much better off landing on our heels when we walk because that's what gives us length, efficiency, and stability.
And that seems to be James Webber's conclusion as well.
Now let's walk heel to toe to the ice cream truck and get that giant sundae you owe me. Huh?
We should have a race like that rabbit and Usain Bolt. Nuh-uh, I would win. No, me. Fine, you're on. Let me just wrap this up, and then we're going outside and having a race. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of Wee Wow on the Weekend. Be sure to give our phone lines a call and ask me, Dennis, a question. The number is 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. That's 1-888-7-WOW-WOW. I just might answer your question on Wee Wow on the Weekend. Okay, you ready? Great, let's go. Reggie, no way! You are going down! I am so fast! Yeah, huh? One time, Mother timed me, and I was like, shwew! And then she was all like, whoa! And I was all like, I know! And she was all like...
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Wee Wow on the Weekend. Our show is written by Ruth Morrison and Jed Anderson. Original sound design and production is done by Henry Moskal and Marion Lozano with help from Jed Anderson and Tyler Thole. Original music for Wee Wow on the Weekend is composed and performed by Tyler Thole.
Special thanks to Steph Sosa, Rebecca Caban, and all of the other tinkerers at Tinkercast HQ.
There's still time to share your Wee Wow Crafternoon challenges with us. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos of your projects to us at tinkercast.com/share or call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Our website is tinkercast.com. there, you can learn more about becoming an official member of the World Organization of Wowzers, learn about upcoming events, shop our shop, and pick up a copy of the latest edition of our number one New York Times best-selling book series, Wow in the Wild.
Thanks again for thinking, tinkering, experimenting, and exploring with us this week. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World. And remember, who wows?
We wow!
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Thanks for sticking around after the show. And now it's time for a special sneak peek at Tinkercast and Wondery's brand new podcast, Once Upon a Beat. You can listen to the first 6 episodes right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts. New episodes will be available everywhere starting May 1st.
What's up, what's up? I'm your fairy godfather of hip-hop, DJ Fuge. And over here is my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch. You ever think some of those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Well, we are over here digging through some crates of stories and tracks to bring you a fresh spin on the classics on our new podcast for kids and families, Once Upon a Beat. This is Once Upon a Beat.
It's time to take it back.
It's DJ Fuge.
Baby Scratch.
Remix the classic stories retold. Mystery and magic, adventures unfold. Once Upon a Beat tells tales as old as time, but with brand new rhymes. And these classic tales all have a twist. We add some new beats and they get a remix. Rapunzel's got curly hair with a mind of its own. And Aladdin's got a genie trapped in his phone.
Oh, we used to do lamps, but now we have better tech.
We got a little country mouse who couldn't be cuter. John Henry rap battles a hip-hop computer.
I searched for the worst rapper in my whole database and came up with this picture. Wow, that's your face.
The tortoise is working. The hare's taking selfies. And we got a whole pack of wolves just trying to be healthy.
Who wants roasted rutabaga?
Goldilocks got a voice that could rock the whole nation. And our big bad wolf is so busy, he needs a vacation.
I quit!
When classic tales and hip-hop meet, it's a whole new story. It's Once Upon a Beat. From Wondery and Tinkercast, creators of Whose Amazing Life and Wow in the World, comes Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on May 1st, or you can binge the first 6 episodes early and ad-free on Wondery Plus starting on April 10th. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Once Upon a Beat!